Okay, here we have R115. R115 repair pre-clears ability to communicate by having him copy many scenes in the physical universe. Says this step is actually the same as step R15, but it is run on a wider basis. The Thetan is sent around to various parts of the world and the universe and asked to copy things. He copies each one many times till he is satisfied that his copy is exact in all respects with the original in the physical universe. When the Thetan has accomplished this, he will be able to make things with adequate density and mass. Now remember, an individual will only shy off from being the effect of something when he himself can no longer do it. I got this now. An individual who can climb a tent post and walk a tight wire 75 feet from the ground without any net is not impressed by somebody who can climb a tent post and walk a tight wire 75 feet above the ground. He will sit there and possibly admire slightly, mildly, the man's technique in doing so, or something of the sort. It's a mild affair, you see. But he is not a heavy effect of it. Now, the fellow who can't do this sits there in the circus seat saying, oh my, oh, he almost slipped. Yes, gee, I can't even see the wires that tall. And the fellow teeters a little bit, and you'll hear the whole audience go, wonderful to behold, isn't it? They can't do it. So the only thing wrong with cause, distance, effect is the person who is convinced he can no longer do the thing. If he can no longer do it, boy, can he be the effect of it. You want to know what you can be the effect of it? Then just check over the things which you believe you cannot do. It's a simple rule, isn't it? Well, let's get the most basic thing about this universe. If you can't make a universe the same as this universe, if you couldn't copy this universe with the same density and mass, you would then to some slight degree be the effect of this universe, wouldn't you?